You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And as we break into the 8 o'clock hour, I just want to remind you guys, this mic'd up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right. So guys, I will tell you this. I did not play wide receiver. Breaking news. I did not play for the Carolina Panthers. Breaking news.
Me either.
But if I was going to have a spirit animal of an NFL player right now, it might just be Hunter Renfrow. And let me explain to you why. Hunter Renfrow, almost shockingly, was cut from the Carolina Panthers last week when rosters got down to 53. What happened immediately after that? Adam Thielen was traded from the Carolina Panthers to the Minnesota Vikings. Hunter Renfrow was brought back on the 53, but not after some delay in communications with the Panthers brass.
And my daughters were in the car. Like, I was right outside the car. I wouldn't just leave them in there. But I guess I had like 10-minute phone calls from Dan, Dave, my agent, and they were all just ignored. My daughter's watching Bluey or something. You know, so got back in the car and had that conversation, I guess. That would have been on Thursday, maybe. And then just made sure that this is what I wanted to do. Made sure that this is where I wanted to be, which I was pretty sure of it. But just wanted a couple of days to kind of make sure it was good with my wife and my family to go and get everything I got to it.
Now, we will see Hunter Renfrow here in a few weeks as when the Falcons take on the Carolina Panthers. I believe that's in week 3. But I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever vibed with an NFL wide receiver, especially a guy like Hunter Renfrow, the way I did when he was like, yep, daughter's just next in the phone calls. 10 missed phone calls later, I think they're watching Bluey or something. That was absolutely hilarious, and I respected him so much for that.
I really did.
We should have gotten AJ's take on that while he was in here just a minute ago. He was right. Such a fun interview. So such an open book, by the way. You could see his eyes light up when we're asking questions. He's like, yeah, Mike and Tom, pretty good matchup. I'm like, of course. Like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I am curious because he said he goes home before home games.
That was crazy.
So he's in the hotel and then he goes home.
Yeah.
Would that have been possible when you were playing?
Yeah, for sure. Well, okay, it would have been, but
why would you?
I mean, I guess if you lived in like Buckhead, sure.
Yeah.
And you're going to wake up at 6 a.m. to do it, which means you got to be in bed really early. Mm-hmm. Most people wouldn't want to do that. But when I was here, we just went to the stadium really early.
Yeah.
We ordered a special bus at times on away games to make sure you could leave like 5 hours early. They called it the Todd McClure bus. Anybody going to ride on the Todd McClure bus or van, like, make sure you're ready 5 hours in advance to go to the stadium. So that was always a thing, but I don't know. That was interesting. Never heard anybody do that.
I actually love it. I mean, when he talks about the I don't think most people realize how it works at home games as far as fans, that they're not just, they always hear the announcers be like, yeah, it's great, to be at home game, you sleep in your own bed and everything, but you're not.
Yeah, that's a baseball thing.
Right.
You're not. from my standpoint, when he talks about sitting around a hotel all day, doing away games with the team and traveling, you literally sit in that hotel all day.
Yeah.
And there is,
especially for a prime night game, like a Monday Night Football, it is Like, so crazy.
My when we went to Dallas, you know, I woke up and did the show, right, with you guys. Mm-hmm. As soon as I got off the air, I took a 3-mile walk with Falcons PR guy David Bassey. We walked a mile and a half to a breakfast place, ate, walked a mile and a half back.
I love that, man.
And then by the but then it's literally 10:30.
I love that.
And so, or 9:30 their time, because of, you know, an hour. Well, then you take a nap, you go do some stuff, you go to the gym, and next thing you know, you still got like an hour and a half before you can even leave for the bus.
If you want to weigh in on the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Those phone lines are wide open right now. We'll do that in just a second. But we're still kind of catching our breath off of AJ's interview.
I know. It was fast and furious. I am curious about the logistics about traveling for the Falcons, because obviously, Bo, you do this, and Mike, you have done this before.
Yeah.
And you're sitting around the hotel room all day. So do they – this might be a silly question – do they go ahead and tell housekeeping, like, don't try to come at 10 a.m.? Don't try to come at 11. Do they tell that block, just hands off the block until we leave? Or
no.
You have to put do not disturb us.
Well, the play and look, they're nice hotels, and there are times where I've been on players' floors, there's times when I'm not. And normally when you're on a players' floor, there is, like, security, just so you know. But – and it's normally like a Powerade machine or Gatorade or whatever, so it's pretty cool. But the first thing you do when you check in the hotel is, I mean, you set your bag down, you turn on, you put the do not disturb little sign out. That's like, that was one of the first things I learned, is always do that. Yeah. That way you never have that issue. And I would imagine that they might do that for certain floors, but I would imagine players have a working knowledge of
do not disturb.
Make sure you put that do not disturb out.
Yeah. I'll tell you what else is crazy is a lot of people don't realize. Like, so if you're playing Monday Night Football, and let's just say you're on Eastern time, you're staying in that hotel, like Bo was talking about, all day till, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever it is, till you want to go to the stadium. So do you have like that hotel room is paid for that night? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they're not giving that to somebody else checking in at 8 p.m., right? So you, like, it's crazy to think that you use that hotel for, I don't know, 2 hours. And everybody's just checking out. Whatever 80, 100 rooms it is probably checking out. So it's always an interesting dynamic. Hey, Dylan, it's time. Let's fit in a couple wake-up calls. Pretty simple today. I want to know how the vibes are. The vibes were high with Allie's top 5 list.
Yes!
She gave tailgate songs. And I'm going to co-sign on it. There was like one slight mishap on there, but I won't judge her over it. 404-726-0929. All the Falcons topics are on the table. Or if you want to call in and you're a Florida State fan, you want to talk trash to me, I'll listen to it for about 1 second before I make Dylan hang up on you. It was a rough weekend. I don't want to hear it, okay? You could see the look in AJ's eyes when he was talking about Clemson.
Oh, I know. You asked him if he went, and he was like, yeah.
Yeah, I went. It was okay. Dylan, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Cameron over in Woodstock. Cameron, what's going on? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
Nothing much, brother. My vibes are high because football is back, which means having 2 to 3 football games on the TVs at any time, you know. But I know you had a rough weekend as a Bama fan. I'm a UNC fan, so my wound is a little more fresh. Yeesh. But I have friends that was telling me how they're mad with Bill Belichick and stuff. I'm like, bro, you put money on Bill Belichick and a quarterback in South Alabama that you don't even know? So, I don't know. My wake-up call is don't bet on players and teams when you only know the coach's name, because the players got to still do their job.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Cam. That's definitely a talking point. There's just so much unknown in college football these days. Right, and we learned that with Arch Manning, Ty Simpson, and I said it going into the weekend. I just said very bluntly, I was like, dude, keep talking about how good all these quarterbacks are going to be. We don't know. There's so many moving parts in college football now that it's hard to really from 1 year to the next, and that's exactly why Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik are like Heisman frontrunners, because they are known in a sea of unknowns. But
Cade Klubnik looks like Chad Powers without a helmet on. Chad Powers is that Glenn Powell character that's that they're having the Hulu show on. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they look so much alike to me.
Yeah, they definitely do. Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Caleb over in Athens. Caleb, happy Tuesday.
What's up, guys? Listen all the time. First time calling into you guys.
Hey,
my wake up call is for Mike, Bo, and the rest of the media folks. Y'all got to give Florida State some credit, dude. They really just bullied Alabama to death. You know, number 0 was headhunting out there.
Yeah.
I know Bo's not going to give any credit to the Noles because he's a Gator and wears jean shorts and stuff. But yeah, I just want to hear what y'all actually thought about Florida State, and no attention towards how bad Alabama played. Yeah,
well, Caleb, I'll tell you one thing.
Thanks for the phone call.
I'm not the guy that says one team just played bad and the other team benefited from it. Florida State made Alabama look bad.
I agree with that.
As far as they dominated them on both sides of the line on Saturday afternoon. And let's put it this way. Gus Malzahn is still an offensive genius, and he'll never be a head coach again because I don't think he'll ever want to take that on. Because he's going to have way too much fun just doing what he did on Saturday as a play caller and an OC. The other thing is you know that Gus Malzahn went home Saturday and had a cowboy or a tomahawk ribeye for dinner and smoked a fat cigar afterwards doing that to Alabama.
He's the Waffle House guy, though.
Let me tell you something. He ate ribeye on Saturday night after doing that to Alabama. Which is basically the only reason why he's still not the head coach at Auburn. Gus Malzahn really loved that because Alabama stood in his way quite a few times.
He was always good against Alabama. As a matter of fact, I almost felt good that it wasn't Nick's defense before I saw it happen. I was like, dude, he has torched Nick's defense in years past.
Isn't it Castellanos like the perfect Gus Malzahn quarterback?
What do you mean?
He can move. He
can
move, and he's good enough as a passer to keep you interested. What was it? Was it Franklin that he had that off when he had when with the quarterback was Franklin when he had that offense rolling where
Nick Marshall was the guy.
Then it was Marshall where basically, of course, he had Cam too. But he had Marshall where he would pull you the quarterback roll out, and you would say, "All right, he's running," and then boom, he would just chunk it over your head.
Yeah, Nick Marshall was definitely that guy, and he was an absolute beast at it. So,
well, continue tweeting us your wake-up calls at 9:29 Morning Shift. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, we will finally get to Man Up Monday, I promise. And it's game week for the Falcons. The captains were named. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is 8:24 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We did have AJ Terrell in studio earlier. If you want to check out that interview, it's available on the Odyssey app. I do love asking guests if this was an early morning for them.
Yeah.
Because these hours are not for babies.
It was crazy listening to him talking about waking up at 6 a.m. in the hotel and going home. Because I'm like, what time did you go to bed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to wake up and I don't know what part of town he lives in. I wasn't going to ask him on air, but how far are you driving? You know what I mean? He's like, well, it's a home game. Like, my real bed and shower are just not too far away. So, we'll, go home and stretch a little bit at home. I'm like, that's crazy talk. Crazy talk to me. A shower is a shower, but I respect it nonetheless.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
He definitely said today was an early morning. And when we had Jade Cargill from the WWE, she said it was a super early morning because she had glam to get done.
She did.
Like, hair
she was
and
like,
makeup.
Yeah, we're like two. I was like, goodness. Yo.
Goodness, these hours are not made to have glam done before you walk in here. No. Trust me.
Yeah, I appreciate AJ saying, I woke up at like 2 and then was like, oh man, I was freaking out because I thought I'd overslept. And I was like, yeah, it's like every morning for me. Like I'll wake up. I was like, now wait till you do that and it's like midnight. And you're like, you freak out. And you're like, oh, it's only midnight. Dude, I'm going to out myself because I know these guys listen, but I had a fantasy draft last night with some guys in the area that I've met through a buddy of mine, and they're all dads, and some of them, everything, and I wasn't able to go to the actual be in person for the draft. I was so tired yesterday that I was doing the fantasy draft, and I've got my iPad, like, on my stomach, and I'm doing the draft, and I probably got 6 picks in. The next thing I know, I woke up, my iPad was on the floor.
No.
Oh, no. And
they were all in person?
Not all of them, but some went in person. So basically, the last like 7 or 8 picks I had probably would roll all the way through the minute and a half.
Man, I'm kicking you out the league. Good to me. We have an in-person draft and you fall asleep at home midway through and it auto picks. I'm done.
It was a long day,
Cooked.
Man. It was a long
Cooked.
Day.
Oh.
Long day.
That's hysterical. Well, it is time for the return of Man Up Monday. Yes, I know it's Tuesday, but you get it. This will normally happen on a Monday.
Allie, I quit. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm
Bye.
Assuming you guys already know how you did before we play this back.
I quit. I don't want to hear it. I'm taking my headphones out. I don't want to hear it.
Let's go over what your picks were for Texas, Ohio State.
Give me Texas to go in there. Arch Manning will be crowned after this one. I know plenty about Julian saying he came from Alabama, but I love Arch Manning in this spot. I think that Texas wins this on the field goal, just like Bo said.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I quit.
That was a fail there. That was a fail there. What did Bo say?
The under is 46.5. I think this game is going to be a little bit more low scoring than people think. Defenses, both these defenses have speed and physicality up front, so I'm going with the under of 46.5.
This mother don't miss.
No, man. He's good.
That mother don't miss, man.
Ostradamus
is
not only do I sound like the smartest guy in the room, but I was the smartest guy in the room.
Let's move on to the next game. Notre Dame and Miami. Let's go with Bo's pick on this.
I've seen Notre Dame open the season in a hostile and much more hostile environment than what they're going into Miami. I think the best coach is on Notre Dame's sidelines. I don't know where the best quarterback is because I'm not sure about Carson Beck anymore. I like Carson Beck. I think he's a better player than he played last year. But something tells me to take Notre Dame and giving up 2.5.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Wah, wah.
Surely I got this one right.
Shut up, Stephen A.
Mike, you already know the answer to that.
Oh, God.
But let's check in on your pick four, and I'm sorry to bring this one up, Mike. I really am. Alabama.
No, you're not.
And Florida State.
Yeah, I think if Alabama was at full health, and I think this would be a lot easier if the right guard wasn't missing, if Jam Miller wasn't missing, Tim Keenan, who's their nose tackle, like that, it'd be a lot easier. But I'm with you. I'm not going to overthink this. Bama minus the points, and they get it done down in Tallahassee tomorrow.
Blitz, Bama, blitz, baby. Blitz, Bama, blitz.
The dog's ready to go down.
That's funny, Dylan. Huh? You had that one locked and loaded for me? That's funny for you? That's funny for you. Good for you, man.
How many text messages did you get from people like rubbing salt in the wound?
I had the most texts I got were from Alabama fans / former players going, what happened?
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I wish I had one answer for you.
Yeah.
Because
it was a lot of things that have gone south.
The NASCAR fantasy group, which is littered with Alabama fans, was pretty quiet.
Well, we have a lot of those same people have a football text as well. We don't talk we don't talk football on a Saturday in the NASCAR.
All right, just make
that's actually a rule.
I've actually seen some football talks in that group chat when things have gone well.
You guys have rules like in your group chat.
Have to
over what you can talk about.
Because there's people. It's like 14 people in there, and it's a NASCAR fantasy group. And I have literally had people get out of the fantasy group because they don't want to be in the group chat.
It's a rule for a few that covers
like,
many.
We can talk about whatever you want to talk about on race day,
which is weird to me.
Other than that, keep it on. Like, if it's a Tuesday, we're only talking about something happening with racing.
Okay.
On race day, you can talk about what you're grilling, what your wife said, whatever.
That rule gets broken a lot with boat pitchers. I'm not going to lie. Boat pitchers really break that rule every day of the week.
I can't keep the two, my football and my NASCAR separate because the same boat
pitcher. I'm only in one of them, so I'll tell you.
I'm like, which one is that coming through? Is that boat picture?
I also know that person listens, so I don't mind saying that.
Yeah.
Well, I will point out, of course, you guys made picks for four games, but we're going to stop the bleeding, Mike, because
that's good.
You went 0 for 4.
Yeah.
Bo, you had
2 and 2.
2 and 2.
500, beating Mike. Squid Nation makes you money. Mike's Mafia loses it for you.
Will you be listening at 2 o'clock today to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Because Mike Bell is going to have...
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that.
A lot of fun at 2 o'clock
today.
No,
he should, man. Look, Bo's been around me long enough, and I was like, I don't live and die by it. But it does stink because there's not like wait till next week, or once they get a year under their belt. This is like a slip and slide. Like, once you've gone, it's hard to get off. You're like, dude, I'm just trying to grab the grass next to me and slow down.
Well,
help!
I can tell you this. I've been around you enough to know that's how you feel. I've also been around Mike Bell enough to know that he could be off the Florida State bandwagon next week if they're a bad showing. So he might have bought season tickets again after that win.
I'm going to be real. I thought that you were about to tease some kind of read about like some kind of show that was on later today. And I was like, yes, Allie, I will be reading. You're like, we're good because on 92.9 The Game today, we're going
to. I was about to say, Mike, you're supposed to tell everybody where Dukes and Bell is.
I know. I was like, I'm good. I'm glad you'll be listening. Dukes and Bell is live at. I was just trying to play along. I was like, yeah, I'll be listening. Yeah,
you're such a good sport.
I tried. I don't know.
I know where they'll be tomorrow. They'll be up at Falcons tomorrow because they'll have Raheem.
Who do you think at this point? Oh, we got to talk about a bunch of. Who do you think feels worse, though, about their head coach, UNC or Bama?
Who was it?
UNC, because at least you know Kalen DeBoer has had success in college as a head coach. Belichick doesn't, and he also has a 24-year-old running the program. And
they also got the crap beat out of them.
Somebody put up a logo, and it had Belichick in that yoga pose with her and on, you know, with his feet up in the air and her on it, and said Air Jordan with the not Jordan, but Jordon.
It took me way too long to figure out what exactly that image was.
No, I knew it immediately.
It took me a minute.
Yeah, I was laughing.
I could just see Allie tilting her head looking at the picture going,
what? Why is it a exactly yoga? Like right aerial now? Yoga.
Like some
pose.
Kind of ballroom dance?
And I'm not going to lie. Like, it was within the last 10 minutes, I just got it.
I was today years old.
Yeah.
Well, I think I sent it to y'all.
You did. I was like, that's interesting.
Oh, man.
But I can't be the person that asks, what exactly does that mean?
Most of the stuff that Bo sends us like that, I get it from the boat poster.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I've already seen it. I've seen it 24 hours ago.
Well, I bet that Mekhi Becton stuff didn't come around.
That's a good point.
Yeah, Mekhi Becton has some stuff. I'm not going to talk about it. You have to go on social media, but he's got some issues with an ex going on, and
he's got some demons out there.
She's airing everything out, even the dirty drawers.
Unfortunate.
So.
Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you enjoy your memes, there are a ton of Jordan today after UNC did lose. I do think Caleb from Athens, he called in during wake up call. He sounded more hurt by the UNC loss.
That's a good point. Yeah,
because I think they just had such high hopes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't know.
It's tough. Well, coming up, Gunnar Stockton probably didn't have to pay for one single drink this weekend. We'll talk about week one. We'll also talk about the Falcons, and we've got a life of squid.
Brent Key told us what we all have always thought, but he basically said, what do they say, the quiet part out loud in an interview after they beat Colorado next on the morning show. Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Now, since we've had Falcons cornerback A.J. Terrell on, are your thoughts about this upcoming game on Sunday, the season opener, are there any different? Did he give any insight that made you rethink a few things?
I don't know, but only because I don't know what to think, to be real. I mean, they're the division favorite, but you beat them twice last year. They've got a couple of players out. So do we. You know, it's just one of those games where being week one and having two coaching staffs that know each other so well, like, I'm not sure what to think about this matchup. But, you know, I've got my Falcon swag on right now. Mm-hmm. And I feel good about it. So hopefully we can just start moving in that direction. I could use a win.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't change anything for me. As far as how I view the game, I'm a little bit more. Yesterday I woke up and I was just so ready for this. I was like, man, it's game week.
Yeah.
And then you go through the day and it kind of gets pushed back, and then having him and talking to him and talking about the game got me back to like I'm ready again. I just always go back, every time I see AJ, I always go back to the draft that year.
Yeah.
And there it was Jeff Okuda, it was CJ Henderson, and then AJ was the other guy, the way that the pundits talked about it, right? And of those three, who's been the best? Who's had the best career? Who's been to All Pro? It's AJ. And he's but nationally he just flies under the radar, and that dude is it. And then I think about a guy that grew up here and then went to college nearby at Clemson and then came back here, and you hear about Grady, and nobody loves Grady Jarrett more than me, but Grady is heralded as such a great ambassador for the city, and it was a great Falcon, all of which is true. But then AJ, who was doing all of those things, it flies under the radar. And now we don't talk nearly enough about AJ Terrell as the hometown kid, about AJ Terrell, what he does for this community. So for me, like kind of seeing, again, every game in his career, and you know, been around him since he was a rookie. Like I really love seeing him as now that dude, right, in this community as an NFL player. And it's kind of cool. I really enjoy seeing it because it's just kind of he deserves some due, you know.
Well, and if you want to check out that interview that we had with AJ Terrell earlier this morning, it is available on the Odyssey app. We're going to pivot a little bit because we are welcoming in Atlanta Braves Director of Marketing and Advertising, Jory Palmer. Jory, welcome to the show as we head into September. I know it's fan appreciation over there at Truist. What kinds of things do you have going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be back on the show. And you're right, Allie. It is Fan Appreciation Month as we head into the final month of the regular season. So we just had some fun brainstorms and thought of, like, what are some really cool things we can do to offer our fans this month? So like you said, I mean, let's talk about this weekend coming up. We've got the Seattle Mariners coming to town, Cal Raleigh. It's going to be a really fun matchup. So we decided to give 35% off for all tickets all weekend long. And that's especially important because normally that 35% off deal is for Sunday through Thursday games only. But we're like, hey, let's open it up to Friday and Saturday too and pack the house.
I think it's really cool, some of the events you guys have put together over there. I love this one. How about let me read this part. FanDuel Sports Network, Wiley Ballard, and Peter Moreland will host a kids-only press conference and Q&A. Can I bring my kids to that? Give me some more details on what's going on with that.
Yeah, exactly. We've expanded our kids club days, so we're going to have one on September 14th. That's when the Houston Astros come to town. And you're right. I mean, I can't wait for the kinds of questions that Wiley and Peter are going to get, and I can't think of two better guys to just throw to the wolves, you know, to the kid wolves. We will have a special guest. A Braves player will be joining them as well, but that is Saturday the 14th. You can get free snow cones. We'll have free kids giveaways, lots of fun stuff going on that Houston weekend. So definitely bring the kiddos out for that one.
All right. You got a special food being introduced. You got this Space City Brisket Melt. This Texas smoked brisket, melted pepper jack, onions, and barbecue aioli. On Texas toast, I mean.
And I'm hungry.
How's that sound?
And, I mean, well, it sounds phenomenal. You get to wash it down with ranch water cocktail. Tell me all about that.
Yeah, so our concessionaire, Delaware North, has kind of taken all of our series this month and just tried to have a lot of fun with it. So you are referencing that Houston Astros series, so they kind of played on, you know, the Space City deal. I think what's also funny is, back to that Seattle series, they have a hot dog called the Flannel Dog, playing on that Seattle culture. Apparently Seattle's known for a hot dog. And then also playing on the kind of grunge music, they've created a cocktail called Smells Like Team Spirit, which I think is hilarious and also delicious. But yeah, and then rolling into, I mean, we've got to talk about this because this is so cool, I think. That Cubs series right afterwards, we've got Oktoberfest. So we're like, hey, let's kick it off a little bit early. Our concessionaire is going to have, you know, pretzels, bratwurst, sausages, all sorts of stuff. And you can get that really cool beer cleat. You know, you've seen the beer cup, that the cleat cup that we've had. Normally $32, only for $20, that entire Chicago series. So, you know, come celebrate Oktoberfest a little early, hang out with us, and take home a cleat cup for only $20.
Jory, you got to talk about all of these foods that they're offering over at Truist. Do you try all of them?
I was going to say, which one's first?
I know. I do try a lot of them. I try to eat like a really healthy breakfast and lunch because I know I'm going to like go to town for dinner. And they're all really delicious. We get to test them at the beginning of the year too. And then, you know, I also kind of make my way around. I love a hot dog. You put anything on a hot dog and I'm going to eat it. Like, call it whatever you want. I'm going to try it. But the brisket's great. It's all done in-house. All of our barbecue, it's smoked in-house. I got to go back there and kind of see the smoker and talk to the chef. So, I mean, it's as fresh as it can get.
And, Jory, where can fans take advantage of all the good things you've got going on over at Truist?
Yeah, so head to braves.com/promos. That's going to show you every single game the month of September. It's going to show you the ticket deals, the giveaways. Like, we got a Michael Harris giveaway and a Ronald Acuna giveaway. Those bobbleheads, some of them are actually going to be signed by Michael and Ronald themselves. So you could kind of show up and get an actual item signed by them. And yeah, you can see all of the concessions, deals, and everything else. So braves.com/promos, that is your one-stop shop for all of our Fan Appreciation Month specials.
Well, and it's 35% off to see the big dumper. I mean, you can't beat
that's
that.
That's right. What a deal.
Jory, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks. That's Atlanta Braves Director of Marketing and Advertising, Jory Palmer. I mean, you got to see Big Dumper, right?
I bet the Big Dumper likes hot dogs, too. I have to imagine that that's...
Well, with a nickname like that, you've probably had a few. He's probably had a couple
that's
of brisket
of
melts,
joke.
Too.
That's part of the joke.
Right? I mean, man.
Are you going to try some of the Oktoberfest stuff, Bo?
If I'd love to, especially with the beer being cheaper. They also have Los Bravos night coming back as well.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the 23rd. So that's always like a fan favorite. Look, they do a really good job down at the at Truist and the Battery, taking care of the fans, and you know, it's a good time for it. Yeah, there was both used this weekend. Obviously, the Baron Burton's was all over the meat that I made, and then I had an Allen Lager from New Realm. So, where do you guys want me to start? Do you guys want me to tell you a really good, cool story that takes a football, college football player, and he turns himself into a hero? Or do you want me to let you hear from Brent Keeby and Petty? Mm. Where do we start? Because we're going to hit both.
Let's start with Brent.
Yeah, I think so.
Something we have not talked about a lot today is Georgia Tech beating Colorado in Colorado. Very sloppy game. So to speak, Tech had three turnovers in the first half. I know maybe in the first quarter alone. They had snap issue, just ball handling issue, interception. But they were able to come back and win. And they did it to the tune of running the ball down Colorado's throat, including the 43-yard game-winning touchdown by Haynes King, who already banged up because he carried the ball so much. But Brent Key was on with our buddy, friend of the show, Eric McLean, in an interview the next day, night. And McLean asked him about how they were able to run the ball when most people didn't think that they were going to be able to do that.
What do you want to kind of say to the nation, or what did that game say to the nation when there was other coaches, there was some leaked audio, and you guys weren't physical up front. You guys weren't something they were worried about, and then you just ran the ball for 320 yards down their throat. What did that say about your football team?
Did we hear everything that said?
Did we hear everything that said? Brent Key is phenomenal with his little one-liners, like run the damn ball and all that kind of stuff, but there's always that deal of, do coaches and players and people around the organization or the program hear what's being said?
Yeah.
Well, Brent Key just said he does.
I was going to say 100%. It's weird because when I got to school, Facebook was just starting up, Twitter wasn't a thing, all that. So it's a lot easier to hear what people are saying nowadays on Instagram and things like that. I would say for the most part, all of them hear it, even when they lie and say they don't.
I'm a there's two thought schools of thought. There's don't take in the bad fuel because it just can lead you in a bad place, right? Or just take in only good fuel. I take in bad fuel. I love it. It fuels me because it kind of motivates me. It's weird that I don't need to hear positive things about me. I'd rather hear negative. Because I'm able to take it and compartmentalize it and make it work. A lot of programs probably won't do that, but Brent Key is. He's driving it home. I know Alabama, Saban did it when you guys would lose games. That's all you would see on loop in the weight room
100%.
Was the bad stuff.
See it for a freaking year. It wasn't just like 1 week. It was a whole year off season of being like, yeah, you remember that? That sucked, didn't it? Yeah, let's go back and not make sure we do that again.
Mike, you're such a positive person. Was that good for you or bad for you?
Made me angry.
Okay.
Made me angry.
So that's a good thing.
I'm a positive person in my fandom.
Got it.
Definitely not as a player. I was always like, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Got it.
Mike, and I know we got to get to my next story. Mike played angry. He practiced
for
angry.
Sure.
If you hear any of the stories, that was kind of, he had to kind of change, who he was and turn into angry.
He's spot on. Definitely had a Hulk vibe going on.
Yeah. So, anyways, all right. Congratulations to Tech. Brent Key, good start. What, I think 2 weeks they got Clemson.
They're on their way to that 10-win season, guys.
Yeah, only nine more to go. This story is freaking awesome. Army football sophomore safety Larry Pickett Jr. and his father pulled a driver from a burning car Saturday night. I want to give a quote from this story, but the Military Academy at West Point tweeted out that they're proud of the heroic actions taken by Cadet Larry Pickett Jr., second-year cadet, an Army football player, and his father, who were seen pulling a driver to safety in a video online taken by the family. Their actions are the embodiment of U.S. Army values. Marty Smith has a quote, and it's from Larry Pickett Jr., and it says, When I saw the car with a live power line sparking, I knew I had to act. There wasn't time to think twice. I'm thankful I could help get him out safely, and even more grateful that everyone is okay. God is good! Exclamation point. This is awesome for one that this is involving a college football player, a sport that it's kind of got the NIL stuff is kind of put over this cloud of what the primary goal of football players are in college these days. But this dude is enrolled in the Army, basically. When you do that, you have a agreement to serve, but just without thinking, without hesitation, right into action. A young adult, him and his dad, and they did everything right. Everybody lived to tell the tale. It's kind of, we don't hear enough about these stories with athletes. We don't hear enough about the AJ Terrells of the world giving back to the communities the way that they're doing these all day to day. Just love me and Dylan. I texted Dylan. I was like, "Do not let me forget to do this story on Tuesday because long weekend, and I want to give this kid the recognition because this is such a cool thing."
I mean, that is just absolutely huge. Unfortunately, we got to scoot. I know Stake says his show is the fastest, but y'all, that was fast.
Zoom.
For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Ellie Mack, thanks for being here today. Mike is hanging around with the Steakhouse, so you hang around too. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
Pew, pew.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.